W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hamas has released a video showing two hostages in Gaza, including an American who grew up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. ABC's Tom George in Raleigh.
In the video, you can see Keith Siegel in a black shirt standing against a blank wall. At one point, he says in Hebrew, "I want to tell my family that I love you very much."
ABC News has not independently verified where or when the video was recorded. Hamas today saying it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Anti-Gaza war protesters outside the Washington Hilton greeting President Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. Inside,
Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
Violent storms possible in the heartland this weekend. This is ABC News. New data shows mortgage rates are rising again, topping 7% to their highest level since late last year. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Experts I talked to say expect mortgage rates to probably remain high for the rest of the year. It's important to shop around, check out different lenders, and see the best rate that you can negotiate for yourself.
A natural phenomenon that last happened more than 200 years ago. Kicking off this spring, two broods of cicadas emerging simultaneously, with some comparing their loud mating calls to sirens or even heavy machinery. ABC's Will Gans.
The cicadas are taking their party above ground in 13 states across the Southeast and Midwest. And despite those decibels, which can be as loud as a lawnmower or even a jet engine, cicadas are harmless.
The NFL draft has a new attendance record after more than 700,000 flooded downtown Detroit for the three-day event. 50 million estimated viewers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Edler, what's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You made it, yes! Let's unplug those politics, and it's time for the local stuff. Let's fire it up right now with some local music with the Jimmy Tracker. May 2nd in New Glarus, it's the Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio.
Tumbling down. to heartache and grief. A million seller is what you need. Hey, hey, I'm not the one who blew it, Jack.
You said I do with so much conviction, but your commitment was a contradiction.
Jimmy's, it's our double dip on Max and Radio.
Heard it from my father, probably heard it from his father too. Only thing important, my boy, is the hand of a beautiful girl. Says it's only human nature. Some girl, she gonna knock you out. Boy, there's nothing you can do. When you got love, sweet, sweet, innocent love, it takes a good man for a woman to stay. When you got love, sweet, sweet, innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day. You know it when you see her, feel it from across the room. You know it's right when you look into her eyes, make your heart skip a beat or two. Might be a farmer's daughter, could be a southern belle.
takes a good man to make a woman stay. When you got love, young, sweet, innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day.
Two in the row from the Jimmys, a double dip. Right here on Mag Sync Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Night Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations, Madison, shopping nightglassandgifts.com. I have to tell you, it is so great to see Terry Barr. I have not seen her.
Oh, I missed your face.
I mean, it's like last time I saw you, I think you were on a beach somewhere in Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't report from there.
Yeah, you did not.
Not often, no.
Fun.
For
well,
like
I'm
a
glad
month.
You're in for Jimmy K tonight. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, and then Jimmy K is in for me later. It's great. It works out great.
It's a switcheroo.
It's a switcheroo.
Whoa, I can't keep up.
I know. It's tough. It's tough. But hey, Jimmy and I got to see some sunshine today, so that's good. And then he gets to get in the big chair and be in the air conditioning while it's raining tonight. So it works out. It all works out.
You never know. We might be doing a little weather forecasting ourselves here.
Live.
Keep
that's
an eyeball out the window and on what's happening in the weather. So
I heard the protocol. If we're here and there's a tornado, we're supposed to immediately go downstairs to Comedy on State Street and start having drinks.
Right to the bar.
To the bar.
It's going to go right to the bar.
Yep. Yes, and when it's all done, then we'll come back and finish the show.
Well, and they are in the basement. So, I mean, that is just too perfect.
It seems safer. It seems safer at the bar.
We'll hide under a bar stool.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
We're so weird.
I'm totally down with that.
Like, okay,
tornado, hail, whatever it is, I'll be at the bar if you need me.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Now, Rocker tonight, I mean, it's a flurry. Every time I come here, it's a flurry of activities. People are moving in and out, drum sets moving in and out, amps. It's crazy. There's piles of equipment.
Isn't it great?
You come here on Monday? I don't know how he cleans it all up by Monday.
Oh, I know, Rob. It's crazy. Weichert Realty, they're going to be in tonight. Emily and Rob talking about the gallery night for the Mocha Gallery Night coming up here in Madison, citywide art galleries. Madison Blues Society, they're having a Chicago Blues Fest bus trip.
I was reading about this. I want to go.
Yeah, the president of the Madison Blues Society. He'll be in here, Steve Porter. The Taurian Ball. It's happening at the Cafe Coda with Eknaton Vetter. He's going to be in here. We're going to hear about Mini VO5. And then,
Mini VO5. I know the big VO5, so I can't even imagine.
Yep.
Ooh, okay.
Tazbash founder Trevor Reed has an annual fundraiser for in memory of his brother. Mm. He'll be in here to tell us about that. And Ironclaw is playing. That's coming up on May 4th. So I will be gone next week.
Yeah, I heard Ironclaw is really good.
Yeah.
You know, they're not bad. Oh. Yeah, where are the reviews from?
I love you guys. Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane. They're going to be doing a special acoustic. Last time they came out here, it snowed out. So this is their next time in the Lair. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Oh, it's going to be an action-packed night, but let's keep it rolling, right? Charlie Boy's next here.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Network.
Thank you.
Thunder, Max Inc. Radio. Before that, Charlie Boy, Ignite Glass and Gifts, of course, is one of our sponsors. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Terry, did
yes.
you know all the artists this hour we're playing are artists that are nominated for a Whammy?
Oh, that is so good.
Isn't it
They
cool?
deserve the playment over and over and over. Love it. So we've already had, as you said, Jimmy's, Charlie Boy,
yep.
and Michael Grabner. Where is Michael Grabner from?
Blah, blah, blah. He Wisconsin.
Oh, there we
are. Nailed it.
I know. Okay, I'm going to look it up just because I'm so thank curious. You. But I love that we're doing this. So
well, you know
you.
What? We're playing all these Whammy winning artists, but we're playing it on a radio station that now is a Whammy finalist. So Max Inc. Radio is a finalist
oh gosh,
for a Whammy
right.
award this year.
Yes.
How about
yes.
that?
Isn't that so cool?
It is very cool. Wow. Yes. We're honored. Thank you, everyone.
And we get
everyone.
To go to the award ceremony May 19th. And we'll be giving away some awards and doing the red carpet, me and Terry. But also we'll find out. We'll be there and we'll find out if we win or not.
We have to win.
We have to
win.
And the voting is done. So everything's done. It's just waiting for the announcement
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be
you're
so
not
much fun.
Are you announcing any of the Whammies? Because maybe, you know, you could just open it and that, you know.
Well, I don't think we'll be doing our award. No.
Yeah,
that'd be so weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. That's not right. We, yeah. You know, we want to win fair and square.
You are sure. right on.
Absolutely. Mm. So lots of stuff coming up tonight, too. Of course, all the Whammies, amazing. And then also up next, right, Madison Blues Society, right?
That's oh, yes, yeah, Steve Porter, and yep. they're going to be doing a bus trip. That's going to be
7:30.
You're a little ahead of yourself.
The weather's right. freaking me out a little bit.
Oh, no, because you guys, it's okay.
It's all right.
I gotcha.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not used
and
to
so
having
far,
a big
you
window,
know,
Terry.
Nothing? Oh, Michael Grabner, who we just, I know, that is a weird thing.
Yes, right.
How many stations, TV, radio, have we all worked in where there is never a window?
No.
And you're always like, oh, it looks like blah, blah, blah outside. And yeah, it's like, don't. I really don't know.
No, I don't really know.
But here we can see. So, yeah, yes.
Oh, a rare behind the scenes look.
Michael Grabner is from Appleton.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Mm. That was a great song.
It was a great song. How about another great song?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the Altered 5 Blues Band.
Oh, yeah.
You've
got to earn it on Max Inc. Radio.
You get stones from a rock. Oh, you've got to break it. Strike 'em. We'll be right back.
to make broken things work. Oh, you've got to fix them.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say love is a terminal case.
somebody that you love tonight. I better hold on tight. If you got somebody that you lost tonight, don't cry, baby, don't cry. Say it's all right. Say it's all right.
Rascal Theory, also nominated for a Whammy. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio Saturday night. All this local stuff is brought to you by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or visit their website at weikert-lakepoint.com. Now, wait a minute, Rocker.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that just came in and they all have Weikert Realtors Lake Point.
How's that for perfect timing?
Did you plan this?
I did plan this. I did plan this, Rob.
Oh, it's good.
Tonight, Rob and Emily, owners of Weikert Realtors Lake Point, are in the studio tonight to talk about the benefits of purchasing art from local artists. Rob and Emily are hosting their open house art gallery at Weikert Realtors on Atwood Avenue on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Rob, Emily, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Is right. This is so interesting. Okay, because for real, you're real estate folks.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I'm like, nobody said anything right away. I thought nobody caught it. But now you've become kind of this art gallery curator.
Yeah.
You've done this before, so this isn't anything new. But I've also heard something's been added to those titles. Madison's Hot Sauce King?
Well, that's the schedule.
What is that?
That's a whole other conversation. We'll have to have another
time. I can't wait because there's a Dashalito's hot sauce. I'm not even going to tell my husband because he'll be over knocking on your door.
Well,
he's welcome to come out and get some.
I'm a realtor who makes hot sauce. Oh. So that's a side gig we have. Some people may know it, but really our main emphasis is on real estate and
hot sauce is just some spicy fun on the side.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, though.
Thank you.
The blueberry habanero is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. The blackout.
I'll tell you, if people come to our office on Atwood and they ask for a bottle of blueberry habanero, we have a Weikert-branded label that we usually give out as a promotion.
Oh, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, they're really fun. Yeah.
A little cross promo, you know. For that, yeah,
you can't go wrong. I mean, what great stuff to give to people. They'll never forget you.
Yeah.
And then when they need you, guess who they're going to call, right?
Exactly, because they have that hot sauce in their fridge with the Weikert label. Works out for everyone.
Nice. Friday, May 3rd in Madison is the citywide gallery night. Many local businesses turn in to pop-up art galleries, and on Atwood Avenue, it's all about foot traffic. Tell us more about Mocha's citywide gallery event that you're part of.
Sure. So we're a participant on the walk, and the walk is in the Atwood neighborhood, Monroe Street neighborhood. Mocha Art Gallery puts it on, and then several of us get to be, if we're located in the right place, open our doors and show off the art and maybe feed people a little bit of wine, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. We when we opened our office on Atwood in 2018, We set up for the gallery night right away. We've got a nice big open space. It's kind of our conference room, kind of our shared workspace for our agents. And we've got a nice comfortable seating area. So we have art that we put up on the walls back in 2018. John Paul Crispin is kind of our artist in residence, if you will. He's been there kind of from day one. And then we just have, I think right now we have five more local artists that are on those walls. And then also we'll take some space in our living, or excuse me, our front room, our foyer, and some of our halls and that sort of thing.
It's everywhere. It's really lovely to work amongst all the art. Kind of gets your creative juices flowing when you're trying to do business. So that's a good thing.
That is so great. And I'm sure the artists are so appreciative because they're always looking for somewhere to show off what they're doing, and to not be able to find a place. And then here you guys are, and you're doing this, and part of the art gallery walk and everything. It just all goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, all the artwork is for sale. So, you know, if you're interested in buying local art, having it in your house or having it, you know, as part of your collection, all of the art we have will be for sale. Keep that in mind if you're coming down.
Come support. The artist will be there to explain things too and answer questions and point out, you know, where things may have been, you know, where the photography was from or the paint, you know, what inspired them. So,
that's great.
And you're in a realty office. So if you buy a painting and then you need a house to put it in,
I mean, it kind of talk right to us in hand, you know, and in an indirect way. We'll be there. Rocky will be there too.
Well, and I said it goes hand in hand, and I meant community, but then I guess he nailed another part of this whole thing. So that's perfect.
I think we'll probably have Rocker Vodka there. I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking, there are complimentary beverages and munchies that you'll have there as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we usually put on a nice spread of, you know, cheeses and crackers and hummus and veggies and fruit and stuff like that. And then we'll have different wines and just like a little mini bar.
Well, that gets people to kind of hang out and kind of relax a little bit and talk to people and get to know each other. And
It's a fun event.
How many times have you done this now?
Oof, I want to say since the beginning.
As part of Momoka, we've been more or less part of every one of those since 2018 with some pandemic and that sort of thing. But we also, you know, this is gallery night, like you know, Rocker said, but we also do some of our own artist nights.
Yes.
So those happen a couple times a year depending on how busy everybody is, depending on kind of who's showing on the walls and who wants to come in and you know, have some meet and greets with the artists and snacks and drinks.
Yeah, just another excuse to have a good art-led event. So why not?
Or just to have a party.
Just have a party with art. Have a party.
Now, what kind of art and what local celebrities feature their art in your... I heard that there might be somebody from the music industry that maybe has some art in your studio.
Yes.
Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Maybe soon, but no. Kat Capilero, who's the lead singer of VO5. Yeah, she is an incredible painter as well.
Yes, she is.
Whole wall, and she's a good friend of ours.
Oh, she is a doll.
So her stuff is in there, and then if it's okay, can we rattle off a couple of the other artists?
Oh, please.
Okay, so we've got a smattering of things. Photography, there will be the dioramas there. That's called Small Little World. They're really neat concepts.
I love a good
have to see it.
Diorama.
Yeah, they're very cool.
And some of it's local stuff, and some of it's got some other themes. So you know that artist has a full collection of different dioramas available.
You got to see it to appreciate it. You just got to come in and see it. We also have Hope Art. That's photography and pottery. Like I said, Kat Capilero. She does beautiful paintings. Like I said, Lucy McClellan. She's one of our new artists. She does the Small Big Worlds, which are 3D dioramas. The cool things.
Amy Muir,
Mama Muir. She does photography as well.
A lot of local stuff or some things in Wisconsin, so that's kind of fun. You can see some things you might recognize. Like we said, John Paul Crispin is one of the people. Maureen
Jan.
Excuse me.
She does mixed media.
And then our new one, we've got a photographer named Katie Wilkins, who will be bringing her stuff in for the first time.
She's excited.
Excited to have her show up. And then we also do a kids art gallery. So, you know,
their stuff's really good. Yeah, I mean, it'll blow you away. Yeah.
So our really daughter cool Ivy is an 11-year-old. She does some photography, which is fabulous. She also does some other, you know, paintings and things of that sort. So some of her friends will also have things on the wall. Our agent and brokerage manager, Dave Pausch, kids will both have some art to show.
They do kind of mixed media stuff too, a lot of like animated type of stuff. I mean, just really cool. Yeah, really good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys have missed a thing. This is really great. Well, and congratulations for doing this too, because again, it does, it means so much to the community, to you guys, I know, and obviously to all the artists.
Yeah.
What a great time this
is
going to be.
Yeah, May 3rd, next Friday, that is,
Oh, well, yeah, that's coming up fast. Yeah,
5 to 9 p.m.
And we're at 2045 Atwood Avenue, so you can walk right in the front. We're Suite 105. We have a front view of Atwood, and then you can also park in the back and come in the back.
Oh, and you have a parking lot. Bonus.
Come right in back.
How many art galleries do you think are going to be in that little area?
I mean, usually when you look at the, they have a little participants map that's usually up in the doorways of the folks that are, you know, technically participants. I want to say there's at least, you know, 15 or 20 in the Atwood neighborhood.
Wow. Atwood and Willie, you know, runs up Willie Street and then over to Atwood and
Winnebago. And then there's other folks that just open their doors and have, you know, stuff going on too, even though they're not a technical participant. So it's busy.
I've done this, the gallery night, and I think it is one of the coolest events. And it's just so great to see everybody out and about and just kind of, you know, chilling and enjoying all this art and meeting everybody. It's so great. So I'm again, I'm really happy that you guys are involved.
We hope to see both of you there. Ooh, you get a special VIP invite.
Well, you guys, okay, so once again, Weikert Realtors hosting the art gallery. That's Friday, May 3rd. Yep, that's next Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. And let's see, tell us one more time real quick where you are, where they can find you, and maybe even if they didn't catch all the details, where they might be able to look online to see.
Sure. Yep. We have pretty busy social media. So we have Facebook and Instagram. Just look up Weikert Realtors and they'll pop right up. Our website will as well. That's WeikertMadison.com. And 5 to 9, May 3rd, we're at 2045 Atwood Avenue, Suite 105.
That's in Kennedy Place, kind of in in the, you know, the Shank Atwood corner. We've got, you know, Tech's Tub right down the way. Anytime Fitness is right next to us. Barley Pop is literally shares a wall with us.
Yeah.
So,
and as they usually all do stuff too. So it's like door to door. You'll just get to have a lot
of fun. Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so
for
much
having
appreciation.
Us.
This was really terrific. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being one of our sponsors as well.
Aww,
that means
we
a lot.
Love it. Thank you. Yeah.
Local music, local art, local realtors.
I
it's
know.
All good.
We do all the things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chicken Wire Empire Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Out of town, Lordy, in the low-down rain. Watching Good Time, Charlie Friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lordy, in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. A picker friend read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old Black Diamond brand, strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Thank you.
myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
Chicken Wire Empire on Max Inc. Radio. So this hour of music is brought to you by Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them at 1617 North Storton Road in Madison and online at lazyoaf.com. Terry, how are you doing over there?
I am doing well. They were a blast.
They were, weren't they?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I think we all have to go next Friday.
Yeah, we will.
Art Gallery at Weikert Realtors.
Absolutely. The double dip for the next hour is Lake Street Dive. So they're going to be coming to Madison. Stay tuned. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio. They would never know unless they feel my pain. Say, girl, you have to play by the books. But I've done everything they said I ever would. I don't get too close. The devil's always around. I think he's still hanging back in my hometown. They all ask why I act this way. Because I can't.
So don't come around like
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a Polka Day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.